This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tomorrow, the Veterans Report, and that's really the beginning of training camp tomorrow. Ben Standing will be there, and he's with us, and hopefully will join us a few more times this week as training camp starts, gets underway, and we gear ourselves towards a regular season that is now about a month and a half away. By the way, today, the team announced the date for Darryl Green's jersey retirement. Number 28 is being retired. I think most of you knew that. It is the home game on October 20th against Carolina. So Darryl Green's jersey retirement ceremony, the game against Carolina, October 20th. I would call that good strategery when it comes to ticket selling, because that's probably the home game on the schedule that is the least desired home game on the schedule. Carolina at home, their fans don't travel, they stink. Good day to have Darryl Green's jersey retirement ceremony. Not to mention, Washington, if you look ahead to the look-ahead lines, Ben, Washington's a five-point favorite against Carolina on October 20th. Those things are ridiculous to go through. Ben's with us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. I have a quick question for you before we get into football. You've been covering the team for a few years now, covering teams in the area for many years. You certainly understood what this culture and what the organization was like prior to the ownership being finalized, the ownership change being finalized just over a year ago. What's the biggest change for you, someone who's on the beat covering the team, since Josh Harris and company took the team over?
Well, I mean, I guess there's the basic of, like, once we started to wind down the Snyder situation after the sale, you know, the focus has just been on the football team and not things like, you know, the oversight committee and various attorney generals filing suits and so on. And just to be able to focus, you know, we all complain about work, whatever we have. I recognize I have a fun job, but, you know, it's still work. But I'd much rather be focusing on, you know, the GM search and what they're going to do in the draft than all that. So I just think that, and it's taken me a while, I think, to adjust my mindset that I maybe don't have to be on the clock as 24/7 as much as I had been. So I think that's all good. And I would say in general, you know, the as far as the organization goes, you know, there is a little things that they've done, you know, to try to get to know us better, ingratiate themselves better, if that's the right word, show that, hey, you know, we're here and we're not going to, you know, sort of blow you off from the highest level, as was maybe the case before. So, you know, I think it's, you know, it's early in the sense of how we cover the team and how things will go. But in terms of just the overall atmosphere, it's definitely a night and day difference. And also, like, you know, we're dealing with the players and the coaches. We'll see what happens if they go on a 3-game losing streak. But, like, the atmosphere is just so much better because I think everybody can see the sun came out. The ceiling is not just is no longer low automatically. There is hope in a variety of ways. And I think when they feel that way, then that makes it life easier for us.
Yeah, no, all those things sound positive. But like you said, the not one game's been played with new ownership having had their chance to create this new regime of decision makers and coaches and players. So we'll see how it gets handled when the bullets start firing for real. So I asked this question earlier in the show. We took calls on it for a while. The question's simple. It's what for you? Would represent a good rookie season for Jaden Daniels? You don't have to quantify it, although you can, but put it into words, and if you need to quantify some of that, have at it. But what would you see a good rookie season by the time we get to the end of this upcoming season for Jaden Daniels?
Well, I mean, state of the obvious, good health, but that's not just like, avoiding an injury. It's also his own role in that because he's got to avoid those crazy hits he was taking at LSU. And if he can do that, then that shows a lot of maturity and feel for the game at the NFL level. And that's a huge deal across the board. So I think that's, for me, number one. Beyond that, you know, I don't want to – the fantasy football numbers are sort of obvious, but, like, you know, do they get – you know, called for delay of games, you know, are there penalties that are just sort of mistakes that you can sort of tell sort of by the quarterback? Is he making mistakes when he has the ball in his hands or making fewer mistakes when he has the ball in his hands, and whether it's like throwing into coverage or just not having a good feel? Is he not being aggressive? If those are not topics that we have to worry about, I think to me, that's ginormous because the talent is obvious. I think it's just the little things that can screw it all up. And I mean, I shouldn't say little things, but you know, whether it's mentality or just grasping what he's seeing, if he shows good signs there, I think it bodes really well. The reality is rookie quarterbacks are sort of average NFL quarterbacks at best typically. So, you know, that's why I'm not worrying so much about the numbers, but if he looks comfortable back there and it looks like Cliff Kingsbury can call what he needs to, then I think that to me is ultimately bodes pretty well for what he is, regardless of what the record is.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think one of the more important things for me is just to see a smooth operation. You know, he's confident. They're in and out of the huddle. They're at the line of scrimmage when Kingsbury wants them to be there. They're seeing things pre, post snap, and then overall, you just kind of feel like Kingsbury and company. He's not a limitation to what they want to do. Talking to Ben Standing. Actually, there are some numbers up on him. I mean, most people know this. There's some prop numbers up. Like right now at BetMGM, the passing yardage number for the season is basically 3,300.5. I mean, Stroud threw for 4,100 plus. Would you go over or under?
I think I'd go over 3,100.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would too. I mean, his rushing yards at BetMGM, 515.5.
I think I would probably go over there as well. Maybe there's a world where you can't really go over on both, but, you know, based on what we kind of assume he's going to do, I mean, typically, you know, like from a fantasy football perspective, running quarterbacks have a pretty high floor because of that running ability. You know, typically to some degree, they're going to take off when they feel a little uncomfortable. So, yeah, and obviously he can do it and go the distance. So, yeah, I think I would go probably over there. You know, I think a lot in both of them comes down to, you know, how much are they, are they winning or losing, right? If he gets better pass protection than we think, he won't have to run as much. And if they're winning, then they can run the ball more. So all that stuff. But I'm assuming I'm picturing a team with a losing record ultimately. So therefore, over feels good for both.
listen to this. In the last five drafts of quarterbacks prior to this past draft, six of the 21 quarterbacks, just six, cleared 3,075 yards passing. Herbert, Stroud, Mac Jones, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, and Trevor Lawrence. Now, interestingly, all six of those easily cleared 3,600 plus yards, which is interesting. And then the touchdown prop bet is about 19.5. I'm seeing as kind of an average in most places. That is a passing touchdown prop. Doesn't include rushing touchdown prop. Would you go higher or would you go over or under?
Oh, boy. I guess I feel like I got to go under somewhere. So I guess let me do it here. You know, I've mentioned this before, but if you look at Kingsbury's 4 years with Arizona, he had his top running backs, Kenyon Drake and James Conner, each had years with 10-plus touchdowns, and they combined for over 40. So he's not – so Kingsbury is – whatever the perception of him, he's not afraid to, you know, give it to the big backs in the red zone. So factoring that, and then just, you know, we still have questions at receiver beyond – Terry McLaurin. So I'll go under slightly.
Benton Standing is joining us. You wrote over the weekend about Terry McLaurin and his sort of state of mind entering this season with another new quarterback. So just kind of summarize where Terry McLaurin is with another new quarterback.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, he's always a positive guy for the most part, and this time of year, that's going to be even more so. You know, I think he recognizes that all this change has not been particularly helpful, but building chemistry with the new group from the coaching staff and the players is going to be so important, and that's what he said he's been kind of working towards, along with specifically a focus on yards after the catch for him, something that's been lacking in this offense really the last few years. So, you know, look, he is now the elder statesman. He'll be 29 in September, which is kind of wild. You know, he's, you know, I think he's got a chance to have, I don't want to say a breakout year. We make a big deal about 1,000-yard seasons. 1,000 yards in a 17-game schedule is really not that exciting. You know, if Daniels is able to do some of the things we just discussed, then this might be the year where Terry gets, you know, some bigger production. But, you know, obviously it's a work in progress, and he recognizes that. But, you know, he's optimistic.
I thought some of the quotes in there about yards after catch from him were interesting. He said, quote, running after the catch in my game, I feel is okay, but I can take another step. It's a balance for me because I always want to protect the football, but that's my number one objective when I'm carrying the ball. At the same time, if you can make one or two defenders miss, you get three or four extra yards. They those add up over the course of a game, and elite receivers do that at a high level. And then he also talked about how Jaden throws with great anticipation, and he thinks that will create the opportunity for more yards after catch. Last year, Washington, per True Media in your story, averaged 5.1 yards after the catch. That was tied for 20th overall. I do think that's an area in which he can improve, but I don't put all of his performance with respect to that on him. You know, it's been the quarterbacks, so it will be timing and working in timing. You know, Kingsbury will scheme it up for good timing and yards after catch. The quarterback will have to deliver.
Yeah, how many times have we seen it over his career where Terry's making some crazy catch in traffic or with a defensive back right on top of him? Those are wildly impressive, but it also shows, you know, he's not been catching the ball off and in space. Now, some of that, again, may be on him and the route running, but in general, yeah, I agree. It's not the quarterback. You know, just look at, you know, his comment about Daniels throwing with anticipation to me is what is most interesting about the rookie and these receivers. Last year with Sam Howell, I think part of the reason why he took so many sacks was he was waiting. It felt like he was waiting to see something come open rather than throwing with anticipation. And, you know, if Daniels is able to put that ball out there with McLaurin not having to wait for it, essentially, you know, that's going to be huge for for this. But yeah, he's got some work to do as well. Both he and Jahan Dotson rank pretty low in ESPN's open catch stats, which measures how open receivers are getting independent of the quarterback. So there's work to be done all over the place. But yeah, this is an area where they could add explosiveness to this offense if Daniels could keep that anticipation up and McLaurin make strides in his part of it.
We talked a lot about this on Friday, but in terms of health entering training camp, is Johnny Newton really the only issue health-wise in terms of readiness for camp?
In terms of the players reviewing as being, you know, higher in the rotation and all that, I kind of think so, right? Unless I'm forgetting something, or obviously if something's cropped up in the month or so since they've been away. F.A.L. Bada is, you know, didn't participate in the previous mini camp coming off of his serious injury. I don't know we'll see him at the start of training camp. I would kind of doubt it. But, you know, he's at this point, you know, he's sort of on that roster bubble where, like, Newton, you know, should be the third tackle in that rotation, defensive tackle. So, yeah, they, you know, I think it's one of the things they definitely benefited from the most this earlier in the offseason was avoiding injuries. You know, a year ago, Armani Rodgers tore his Achilles on the very first day of OTAs. So, knock on wood, it's gone okay for them so far. Hopefully Newton is ready to go by, you know, late in training camp or the start of the season. We'll hopefully get an update from Dan Quinn on that tomorrow.
All right. Well, enjoy kind of your last day off until sometime in mid-January, maybe. Who knows?
But you're not saying February? Come on.
Or February, whatever. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Talk to you, later. All right, Ben Standing, everybody. At Ben Standing on Twitter. Read The Athletic. He's great in writing for The Athletic, as are everybody there, and it's hardly anything at all cost-wise. Ben's got a podcast called Standing Room Only. When we come back, you'll hear from minority owner, shareholder, advisor to Josh Harris, Mark Ein. That's after these words from a few of our sponsors. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are also free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.